Hello again, Michael Counter, another Geezer cast. I think this time we're going to pull our chairs up around the campfire and tell you a geek story. It's kind of like a ghost story, but it's about geek stuff. Because I told this story over beers to a few people a couple of days ago, and it was such a good story, I decided I'd share it with you, my unborn grandchildren. Because I imagine by the time you're listening to this, this problem is going to be long solved, and there will be other things to fiddle with. But one of the objectives of these podcasts is to just talk about what's going on right now, so that then 50 years from now, when you're listening to these, you can sort of go, huh, interesting how they wrestled with that. And now it's obvious 50 years from now what we're going to do. But the problem right now is that on the internet, there's names that we use to get to things. It was originally just a way to shorten up the numbers that we assign to computers. Those names are called domain names. And there's a case to be made that there aren't enough. And so there are a couple of ways to solve that problem. One is to not expand the number of top-level domains like .com and .net and stuff like that, but just let the market allocate names and let the names get longer and longer. And if people want a really good short name like some of mine, like bar.com, well, they can just buy them. This is a position that's supported by people who speculate in domain names and corporations who are tired of buying their trademarks in lots of other top-level domains. On the other extreme would be people who say, why not have as many top-level domains as we want? Why not have 10,000? Because after all, they're just names. They just get you to a place. And, you know, why do we restrict this? And somewhere in the middle is sort of where we're at right now, which is sort of not too many new top-level domains, but every once in a while one comes out. And sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. So, like, a new top-level domain came out a few years ago, .info, and that seems to be going pretty well. But, you know, the pace of those new ones arriving is pretty slow, and there's lots of controversy as to whether they should be there at all. So the geek story is about a new one that just got introduced over the last year, really, but it went out into the public world just about a month ago, and that's .eu. Which is aimed at people or corporations or organizations that are located in Europe. And this has been slowly rolling out. I think it started like 3 or 4 years ago, and it's managed by the European Commission, and the European Commission is a government body that's not known to be nimble. And so it's taken them a while to get it going. And they finally got going, and unfortunately, it's been a catastrophe. So I'm going to tell you the story of the catastrophe. This is really three screw-ups in one. This isn't just one screw-up. This is three screw-ups. The first screw-up is that when these, at least right now, I imagine when you, my unborn grandchildren, are listening to this, that we won't be doing this way. But right now, what we do is, when a new top-level domain comes out, the convention is that there's something called a sunrise period. And during the sunrise period, the only people who can acquire names in the domain namespace are people who have trademarks. So this is primarily to prevent the abuse of cyber squatters coming and scooping up a trademark name and then trying to sell it back to the trademark holder or do a site that's anti their product or something like that. And this is the result of sort of a long, still ongoing conversation between various parties as to sort of the best way to handle that problem. And at least right now, the way we do it is we have this sunrise period that's usually some months long, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, something like that. And during that period, only trademark holders can get domain names, and you have to somehow prove that you have the trademark to the registry, and then you're good. Well, the .eu sunrise period is the first of the three screw-ups. Because what happened during that sunrise period, they contracted with my old employer, PricewaterhouseCoopers. I didn't work when the name was that mouthful. I worked for Coopers and Lybrand. And I was looking at the documentation of their sunrise period, and I think if I'd been running that project, I probably would have beat the consultants up and said, come on, let's make this a little bit smoother than the way you've got it set up. But anyway, they have this elaborate process, and they had lots of people screening applications to make sure that only legitimate trademark holders would get names. And on the face of it, it looked okay. But what happened was that clever folks realized that they could subvert this process by going to the Benelux countries, Belgium, I think, and they have in Belgium a trademark office that turns around trademark applications in like nothing flat. And so you could register a trademark for something like, you know, let's say Marcy and I wanted to have a company, and so we called it Mike and Marcy and put an ampersand in the middle. So it would be Mike ampersand Marcy. Then we register that trademark. Well, then we could go and get MikeMarcy.eu because we had a trademark, and you don't need the ampersand. You could just do Mike Marcy. Well, somebody figured this out and registered a whole bunch of trademarks for things like Burr and Lynn. And then when you register the name, it's Berlin.eu. And it turns out that these jokers got almost all of the place names in Europe. They got all kinds of people's names. They got basically a whole bunch of really cool trademark stuff and shut out the people who might legitimately have a claim to it, including a bunch of American names and, you know, like Ammer and Rika.eu, I think, is one of them. And so as a result, the sunrise period took 300,000 applicants, registered 30,000 names, and of the 30,000 names, it's emerging that probably half of them are bogus. So that's screw-up number one. Then we got screw-up number two. Now, after you've done the sunrise period, you have what's called a land rush. And in the land rush, anybody can apply, and it's sort of first come, first serve. And here, the problem was different. And it goes like this. If you're a registrar, a person who sells domain names, your computers have to talk to the registry to actually capture the name. And the way it was set up is that if you were a registrar and you had a name come in, you would talk to the registry computers, and then the registry would lock you out for a minute just to sort of keep their load down and stuff like that. Well, again, clever people figured this out and set up literally hundreds of registrars in some cases so that they could hit the registry computers hundreds of times as frequently. And in some cases, they weren't even taking requests from other people. They weren't acquiring names for other folks. They were just acquiring names for themselves. And so along comes the land rush. And you got to understand that a big domain, you know, a really big one is .com. And it has like 50 million names in it, which is pretty impressive when you realize that there's really only about 50,000 words in the English dictionary that people usually use. So that's, you know, it's a boatload of names. And .net has like 5 million names. It's pretty big. And .info, I think, has 1.5 million. And, you know, so on. So it tails off pretty quick. And then smaller, you know, there are lots of registries that are 50 to 150,000 names. And even some that are in the thousands. Well, so the land rush starts for .eu. And in the first day, they register something like 500,000 names or 700,000 names, some horrendous number of names. And in the first week, there's 1.5 million or more .eu names registered during Landrush. What up? This is insane. Of course, the .eu folks are saying, well, it's because we're totally cool, man. And, like, everybody hates the U.S. of A. And this is, like, a place to register your name that's not tainted by the .com space. At least that's the way they were talking for the first couple of days. Until people realized that what was going on is that there were some registries or registrars where people had basically signed up for hundreds of registrars and were just scooping up all the good names so that they could turn around and sell them later. And so basically what happened is that during the Landrush period, all the names in .eu, for the most part, got scooped up by speculators. And the final thing that was interesting is that I was at a meeting a couple of weeks after all this took place, and they were talking about this. And one of the things that came out in the meeting is that in order to transfer a name from somebody, from me to you, for example, you have to have a computer program that can do that. And usually this is supplied to the registrar by the registry. So .eu writes what's called an API, an application program interface, and they release it to the registrars, and the registrars write little code on their web page to use the convention, this API, to do stuff like transfer a name. Well, it turns out that the .eu registry, at least when I'm doing this, hasn't released that API to the registrars yet. So now what we've got is we've got 15,000 bogus names during Sunrise, plus another million, 1.5 million, 1.8 million, whatever it is. And none of them can be transferred. You can write a deal that says, I promise to transfer the name whenever this API gets done. But right now, there is no way to tell the registry that you don't own the domain anymore and that, you know, the person you sold it to does, because they haven't released the code yet. So I just love this train wreck. It's just this unbelievable fiasco, and everybody's all up in arms. It hasn't really hit the big media. But for the domain community, it's just a wonderful example of sort of how not to do all this stuff. And it was just on my mind, and so I thought I'd tell you about it. And that's today's Geezercast. I'll see you the next time.